last time on Save the D8.
Miss, I don't have a very good sense of direction.
Why are we all being obscene in front of Quill?
There's only 5 of us. It's fine.
I feel like there's some unresolved, like, tension here about murder.
It's okay. We figured out who does what, and I think it's worked out.
I do the murder.
And you do it very well.
It's only Giddy that is proximity-based with this. Everybody thinks I got that stink on me, and it's just when I cast stuff.
All right, you can hang out. All right, Giddy, over there.
Giddy, go get some sticks, bitch.
Do we know how much further the journey is? Did we ask Quill?
Well, but wait, where'd that goo come from?
I'm going to slowly pull out my wand of fireball.
Great job.
Can I come back yet?
Team.
You can fuck off. What the hell was that?
I tell you, can't cast anything these days.
But it's 1 o'clock in the morning, maybe 2 o'clock now.
Oh, right.
Oh, I thought we had finished our long rest.
Yeah, I thought we did too.
Yeah, I also thought that.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, right.
We went super early.
Yeah.
Math.
Well, I'm awake now, so what does everybody want to do?
Yeah, we should keep moving.
I'm up, so.
Are you feeling okay, Haven?
Yeah, why?
Because you look a little tired under the eyes. And my mark glows again, and I tap your hand and cast Greater Restoration, and you're no longer exhausted.
I can do that to myself.
Well, then be better.
Oh, boy. This is going to be great.
I don't like your magic. Doesn't feel very good.
I'm just going to say, just for posterity, Alex is going to be my avatar for all this. This is awesome.
Hey, shut up, you. Who said that?
God.
The gods are mocking you from above.
Yeah.
Hey.
Just like in real life.
Yeah. So, you all venture into Vizalad.
Yeah.
Well, where did that goo come from?
From the ruins.
Vizalad.
It just climbed out on its own?
Yeah, the undead here are very, very apparent.
So, Peta, in theory, you know the best way through this, so...
You know?
Trusting you.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right.
Oh, boy.
And I just kind of start walking towards the middle.
All right. Peta, you enter in through the ruins. And I'm assuming everybody is following behind you?
Correct.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Haven's just ready to decapitate me.
Giddy, you're having to duck down a bit to get underneath.
To get through, yeah.
And you are now inside of Vizalad. Once you are inside, you can see that most of the buildings have become dilapidated. They have started to fall under decay and ruin, whether it be just from the amount of time or just from the necrotic energies that are around you. Haven, just from your paladin power itself, you can feel the fucking air in this place is charged with evil and badness.
Yeah.
There are 3 ways you can go. There is the quarter to the west, the quarter to the east, and the quarter to the north. You can give me whatever rolls you want to try to do to see which way is the best, but give me your explanation behind them.
I would say history for me, because I have researched this place a lot in trying to acquiesce this tome.
Okay.
I'm gonna use my paladin senses. I'm gonna use Arcana on this, I think, to sort of just feel where this evil magic is coming from. Like where it's most potent.
Yeah, I was gonna do same thing.
Yeah, I will also use my magical awareness for concentrated magic.
It's a natural 19 for 28.
So, from those that are using their magic to attune to what arcanas are around, from the power you're able to roll, you are able to tell that there is more of a dark evil energy type sources along the edges, then towards the center. However, there is still a large source towards the center. Peta, you and your studies of this place know that this once was a thriving town, especially for farmers and markets, typically the ones that were the taxpayers for Visigud itself under its protection. And you know that for this particular town, there's two exits. One is the one you just came from, and the other is through the main market kind of barn area that they have towards the back, because that's where they usually had most of the deliveries come in to be weighed and set forth. You also know that most of the dangerous undead are typically along the outside walls. Specters, ghasts, and banshees, compared to typically what you would think inside would be more of a zombie, skeleton-esque type deal. So, how would y'all like to try to proceed?
First question. Mm-hmm. You said that there were three ways we could go?
Yes, towards the west quarter, the east quarter, or towards the center.
Okay, would I know which one would get closer to this? I don't have a very good sense of direction.
The fastest way would be through the center.
Through the center. First, I'm going to cast Pass Without a Trace on us.
Oh, yeah. Thank God for you.
Yeah, for all the good that's going to do me.
Plus 10.
Yeah. So, I think we should be quiet, because critters are nasty here. Going this way, but they're just kind of like, flick a little dirt on people, and you get a plus 10 to your stealth. And I just start going down the center. Come on, Gary.
Oh, that's true. Gary's not going to be any better at stealth than I am, so at least there's that.
But he's got a plus 10.
He's got a plus 10?
Yeah.
So do we all. I do want to remind everyone that if you stay close enough to me, it is impossible to be frightened.
Oh.
Just by the way. We're rolling stealth.
But please do feel free to act scared if I do say something scary.
Yeah.
Well, I'm scared. I'm just not capable of being scared. So mostly I feel nauseous.
Just violently ill.
Uh-huh.
So Gary got a 23.
Wow.
Go, Gary.
Go, Gary.
Plus 10 helps.
Yeah, it does.
The plus 10 really helps. I got 25.
24.
26.
Nat 20 for 35.
28.
So the lowest was Gary. At least there's that.
So you are all able to stealthily make your way through towards the center of town. As you are continuing through, you can see shambling zombies and a few skeletons. Seems like more zombies than skeletons going around here. What interests you about these zombies is that these zombies no longer have eyes. The necrotic flesh has somehow engulfed over their eyelids, and there's just one large round hole that would be, you could assume, a nose instead, as it looks like they're leading by this somewhat snout around looking.
Probably smelling.
Let me get your next set of rolls.
Fuck yes.
33.
Same thing. 26.
21.
19.
29.
Gary got a 21.
God damn it.
Gary.
Me and this, well, we tied, but it's rude. He's literally dead.
I told you, he's the best.
You are able to make your way into the center of town now, where you can see several stalls and what looked like could have been a festival before whatever has infested the city has now come to ruin. Banners are ripped, frayed, discolored. Happy masks that were along the ground look crushed underneath the feet of the undead, as more of the undead seem to be staying away from the center. As you can see that in the center of town is something that looks like both a zombie and a ghost. The size of an ogre, large. It's back to you, bluish in shape.
So I'm going to guess this is the big power we were sensing, and I'm also going to guess that is not Lord Gravetide.
I'd say you're correct, yes.
Do you want to fight it, or do you want to try to sneak past it?
No, let's avoid it.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get our next rolls.
I do want to correct, by the way, because I forgot I was rolling. I'm rolling at disadvantage. So that,
why?
That, because oh, yeah. I... Oh, no, I'm not exhausted anymore. Never mind.
Well, your armor?
No, my armor is enchanted. So I have the sneak stuff that makes it so that it's just a flat roll.
That's right.
I got 19 this time.
Nat 20 for a 35.
What is your fucking problem?
I also got a natural 19 for 30.
Ooh. 30 as well.
17.
Uh-oh.
Come on, Gary.
Hi, Gary.
So, I mean, 17.
It's pretty high. Actually,
well,
for most creatures do not have a passive perception of 17.
The creature in front of you, this large powerhouse, suddenly twists around, and you can see its face now. It looks as if the ogre had mated with a shark. Teeth jut from all different angles from the bottom, while small bits come from the top with glowing red eyes. It looks muscular, yet extremely fat. And Peta, you notice this from your studies as well. This is called a gluttongeist.
Oh, okay.
This is a particular spirit who eats other spirits to gain strength. And it starts charging you all.
Shit.
Come on. We rolled two natural 20s as a group and you're fucking punishing me for a 17.
And
fuck
it
you.
Reaches out and grabs Gary. Wait, because rolled a 12.
No, Gary!
Not Gary.
It's Gary's fault. So.
And ingests Gary. And you watch all of the gear and such of Gary falls down to the bottom of this gluttongeist, clattering against the ground as Gary begins to dissipate inside of the gluttongeist.
Good humor to the end.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
I can make another one. It's just, that's expensive equipment.
The gluttongeist, however, does sense there is still some about. I'm going to need another roll. And if you're planning on picking your stuff up, I'm going to need, and it's going to have a bit of a penalty to it.
Okay.
Unless somebody of good stealth is going to pick it up, and I need to have someone tell me that first.
Can I use maybe my mage hand?
Oh, no bother. No one bother. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Well, then I'll
get
wait,
it.
I guess. You what?
I'll get it.
Oh, what did you roll? You fucking bitch. 23.
24.
Just fucking say it, Monica.
No, what's everyone 27. Else get?
13.
Cool. Natural one.
We're all like, Gary! Oh, shit.
For 11. So, I figure he's killed Gary, the gear drops to the ground. We're, you know, he turned. I assume that this thing is coming for us anyway. I roll for the gear.
Okay.
So he's gonna see me. I'm just flipping to the gear.
Clang.
To pick
clang,
it up. Clang. Yes, exactly. Creak. As I flip over to grab the gear and I'm gonna try to run with it.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Damn it. Okay.
Go ahead.
You make a roll for that gear. You pick it up, Haven. At the same time, the gluttongeist has now noticed your presence and makes its charge at you. And my fucking secret hidden enemy instead...
The dice?
Yeah, the dice are my enemy at this particular point. The gluttongeist charges you. And as it does, suddenly... tendrils whip out and grasp it, pulling it to a building, smashing it inside. As you can see, an even larger version of that ectoplasm you had fought before and infested the building. Like I had said before, I've been covering these buildings, is now trying to eat this gluttongeist as it fights back.
I think this is our chance to not be here.
Go, 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 go.
But there are many undead now coming towards this area. I'm going to need Dex checks in order to see if you don't get overrun.
Just a straight check?
Yes.
19.
10.
10.
Thank you for an audio podcast.
Is the suspense is what
I also rolled a 10.
No.
12. Mm.
I have tripped over my cape.
Did you get a natural one as well?
There's a natural one for 4. Woohoo! Check.
So everybody but Brash passes.
Ow, fuck.
What, it was a 10?
The highest one I got for them was a 9. These are undead. Holy fuck, dude.
Yeah, they are undead. Good point.
So, Brash, you trip on your cape as everyone else is running now for the barn.
No.
Roll me... Huh? No.
I stop. I see Brash go down, and I'm not leaving Brash behind.
Huh?
What am I rolling first?
Oh, no. I was going to say roll a d4 for your fall damage.
Oh. For tripping.
Breaks nose.
2.
Okay, you take 2 bludgeoning damage. And then you can roll me another dex check with disadvantage for that. However, you are going to take 7 slashing damage from the zombies clawing at you because they're right on your ass.
Okay. And then my dex check is 18.
Okay, you pass. I need one more for you all to get to the barn.
Just the dex check?
Yeah.
18.
21.
18.
Oh, 17.
Shelly.
Sorry. 13.
You all pass. You all make it to the barn. As you can see, a horde of 90, maybe more zombies are running towards you. What do you want to do?
Anything we can use to barricade the door? Anything around?
Well, there are doors.
Oh, we haven't gone in yet. We're at the...
Oh!
You're at the... Yeah, you just ran inside. Do you want to close the doors?
No, I think we'll stand here and let these 90 zombies kettle themselves directly into our fucking asses, Evan. What do you mean by that? Do you want to close the doors?
Well, I just need to know what y'all doing.
We're closing the doors.
Okay. Give me strength rolls.
Easy.
Yeah. Sorry. Oh, yeah, would you say 26. This is athletics?
Okay, I'll give you athletics.
29.
26.
17.
All right, yeah, just to push it harder on me, huh? Okay. You are able to run in with Brash just barely like diving in at the last second. As Giddy, you push one door. Shelly, you push the other. And Haven, you have found a massive 6x6 beam that originally was for the roof and slam it over the top of the doors, thus creating a barricade for these zombies to be smashing against. You can hear the zombies slam up against the wall. And their moaning continues as you can just hear more of them pushing. But because you're able to get such a hefty piece of wood, they cannot break these doors.
You're right, Brash?
Yeah, no, that was just a little acrobatics showing off a little bit.
Your nose is bleeding.
And it's very dark in here now.
Regular dark?
Yes, regular dark.
Okay, so I can see.
Which people have dark vision?
I do.
No.
No.
Nope.
So me and Brash.
But I do some dancing lights.
Good.
All right. You were able to cast your dancing lights. They go up. What color are they?
They're like a pale blue.
Pale blue. Okay. Your dancing lights go about. It illuminates everything. In the area around you can see are corpses, zombies, skeletons on the ground.
I can get a new Gary.
A bunch of... iron rods amongst them. Like one, what is it? They're like probably about 7 to 8 inch long iron rods, gold tips.
What am I looking at here?
Well, as you progress further on in to get towards the exit, you can see that, I don't know, I guess there's a count with those that have dark vision. Could probably count them all more than with the dancing lights. So you're noticing 60 bodies? That have all been, crumbled, laid out, blood splashed across the ground. You can see 3 fresh bodies slumped off against a wall.
Can I give this a divine sense? Are any of these guys undead?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, tell me.
Yeah, you feel the entire room light up.
Oh, God.
And then you start to hear this music. Start to just play. As suddenly lights begin to turn on, and 3 undead bards kind of come up from a stage. And now the zombies and skeletons get up and they have those rods and are dancing around with them, glowing as they're spinning around.
Yeah, I guess why I get why people didn't want to come here.
This is a little bit fun if I start dancing.
Yeah.
See, this is what undead could be.
I'm feeling more threatened by this.
You would say that, Bard.
I envy Quill.
Are there any of the rods laying around?
There's like a few that you could pick up if you wanted.
I pick up two of them and I start twirling them around my head.
This is such a shame because Haven is not dancing, but I want to.
So like, to what end? What are we doing here?
I don't know.
Are they?
And now, Peta, you now recognize that you have fallen into a trap with the top three lieutenants of Gravetide, of Kara, Mel, and Hansen. Roll for initiative.
Your favorite multiverse hopping, game system jumping, high production value actual play podcast is back. System Switch Season 2 is out right now in your universe. Bowler and Hicks have been transported into the science fiction world of scum and villainy. Follow our heroes as they try to break out of prison.
This is clearly a cell. I've seen a cell before. In any universe, this is a cell.
Fly through asteroid belts. Break into high security government buildings.
Hey, you can't park there.
Excuse me, I'm from the library police.
And punch fascists.
That's always very cool.
Catch up on all of Season 1 now or jump straight into Season 2 every Thursday wherever you get your podcasts. The multiverse is a strange place.
No Latency Season 2 has begun. Night City has changed, and Domino is back.
A good thing we're not collecting vending machines anymore.
The crew are once again on the trail of a mystery.
You ever been to space?
Iona has new burdens.
Why do I recognize the plane?
Retro tackles new challenges.
An elevator that works in an apartment building.
And Jeb, well, Jeb is just Jeb.
Bust down this door. Oh, no, sorry. Let's knock on it.
But now they have a med tech on board. Vivi.
I'm Vivi. I've heard good things about you.
Together they'll blaze all over Night City and beyond.
Road trip, here we go!
To discover memories forgotten.
You are the only thing I remember, help.
And new places to explore.
We have to go to the Glass District.
To uncover a plan that's bigger than anything they've ever seen before.
What else can you tell me about this wonderful compound that you've got here?
This season, the crew and Domino are taking back Night City.
Or has gonna be a tough one.
And then we get in the pod and we rescue Retro.
No Latency, a Cyberpunk Red roleplay podcast. New episodes every Wednesday wherever you listen to Prime podcasts. See you in Night City.
So, let's get initiative now.
You get a plus +4.
Oh, God. I'm after this dice tonight.
That's better.
23.
Damn! 22!
26.
26!
9.
4.
You have a plus +4.
Literally impossible. Oh, I forgot about...
So if you rolled natural 1... Okay, there we go.
I have a 31.
31 for initiative?
Yeah.
How is that even possible?
What's your bonus to initiative?
I have plus +5, but I also have a Gift of Alacrity.
Jesus Christ.
Gives me a D8.
My God.
Well, Rash...
is going first.
You get to go first. So yes, you are surrounded by 80 undead of zombies and skeletons that are all spinning sun rods around.
80?
Sun rods? Oh, I want one. All right, we got to... Yo, oh, wait, Giddy, you have two, right?
Yeah, you can take one of mine.
Fuck yeah.
Are they cool?
Maybe.
But yeah, there's also three undead bards up on a stage that are pretty much, as you can tell, leading the charge on these undead, and they look like they have all encircled you now.
Okay, all right, 60 of them. Okay, boy, and they're up there at their little DJ stations.
Yeah, pretty much. Yep, they're about 20 feet away, but there's a wave of undead that's blocking you.
Okay, I'm picking who's the best looking one.
That would probably be Kara.
That fucking guy. Okay, I'm gonna whisper her. fucking girl.
Guy's neutral.
That's true. That's true. I meant the non-gendered guy.
Mel is non-binary.
Great, great. Okay, so through all this noise, they're going to hear a whisper in their head that says, "You're amateur at best. Play better music." And oof, they have to make a wisdom save.
17.
Ooh. 17. So they pass. Take 7 psychic damage.
Ooh.
And then as bonus action, play this game better next round. I'm going to do it better. As bonus action, they get that same one gets. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to give Bardic Inspiration to who's next? Put it down here.
Giddy. Who's Giddy. Next?
So a D10 for Giddy. And then do you still have yours? Peta, you still have yours because you get it until. Oh no, it's only 10 minutes, so I think you've lost yours. So only Giddy has a D10.
All right.
Well,
is it me now?
It is you now, Giddy.
Great. As I'm dancing, I'm going to let out a little fart and go into a rage. Where's my fucking rage button, bro?
That rage button.
Where's the rage button? And as the little fart comes out, 4, magic infuses 1 weapon of your choice that you are holding. Well, I'm not holding Marceline, but I am holding a sunrod.
Held 2 of them.
Until your rage ends, the weapon's damage type changes to force, and it gains the light and thrown properties as normal rain. Blah 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 blah. Okay, do these things do any damage? Should I treat them like a club?
They're 1d6.
Yeah, it's a torch.
Great, I can do that. I'm gonna swing at 1 undead, and then I'm gonna swing at another one.
Okay.
The first one is definitely probably going to hit. It is 27.
Yep.
All right, I'm just gonna roll the second one. That one is a 17.
That also hits.
The first one is going to be 12. The second one is going to be 11 bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
Oh, plus, hold on, what did that say about the properties, the weapon I was holding?
It's force and it can be thrown and...
Force damage, yeah.
Yep. So the first one, you crack a skeleton with your first blow. The second one is a zombie. The skeleton goes down. The zombie takes a pretty big hit, but it's still up. But you notice that when you smack them with the sun rods, a colorful array of sparks and multicolors shoot off.
Cool. All right. I will keep doing that, I suppose.
And several zombies in front of them have now become blinded.
Oh. Yeah, I just keep dancing.
And then next up is Haven.
I take my shield and I speak to it, and the spirits rise around me. Oh yeah, there's undead here? Well, here's a bunch of other dead.
Oh, it's an undead off now.
Yeah, so I'm surrounded by all of the NPCs we failed to save. Their damage is going to be radiant damage.
Oh god.
And I am going to rush the stage. I don't care that that's going to set off a gazillion attacks against me. That's fine.
Okay. I don't think any of those hit you. So.
Yep, that's what I assumed.
You rush the stage, pushing your way through these zombies. Give me a strength roll.
Yeah, I don't know, fucking gazillion.
Okay, so yeah, you're able to push through them. As they try to strike out at you with their sun rods, your own spirits deflect them off as the beat keeps getting darker and heavier. And you get about, what's your movement?
Just 30 feet.
So you're able to move 15 feet through the crowd.
Great. So wherever I end up, I will do 2 attacks at the zombies, skeletons around me.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Fucking 23 and 26 to hit. My spirits give me an extra D8. My new improved attacking gives me a D8. And then I have another D8 just for my regular ass damage. Where's my 8 at? There it is. Okay. So for the first hit, that's going to be 21 damage to one guy. Yeah. And that's going to be 23 damage to the next guy.
Yep. Yep. You are slashing through these undead. As you make your attacks, several of them are felled, and you can hear the sounds of the sun rods clacking against the ground as you try to mow your way through to get to the front stage.
Great. Creatures within 10 feet of me have their speed reduced by 10 feet as well.
Okay. Well, I'm going to write that down. I don't think that should be effective, but I'm going to write it down anyways because it might come in later.
Yep. And yeah, my spirits are screaming.
So now it is the bard's turn. We're going to go with their actions first. We're going to go with Kara, who is singing this ghostly song, and they're going to let out a wail as they do this. I need everybody to make me a constitution saving throw.
Are you still in range? 15 feet?
No. I'm officially out of your range. Okay. Sorry, guys. Constitution save. What is this for? Is this a magical effect? Shit.
Yeah.
Cocked.
It's a banshee whale.
Is this for fear?
No.
He says petulantly.
12.
13.
Okay. 12.
I have 14, and I had to use Tides of Chaos to reroll.
Oh, no, guys.
Giddy has a bardic inspiration.
Oh, I do.
Oh, I have that too.
Or I have a normal inspiration.
You do have a normal inspiration.
17, no.
Yeah, a little bit. Okay, here we go. 19.
19 as well.
Brash?
12.
Hey, don't you have a bardic inspiration as well?
Not a bardic inspiration, no.
It only lasts 10 minutes, so yeah. I think.
Oh.
I will also remind you both also still have an initiative point from earlier.
Inspiration. If you want to take your reroll. Shit.
Yeah, sure. Natural 20.
All right, let's go.
18.
Oh, okay, let's go.
Okay. Yeah, it was a DC 15.
Oh, good. I'm glad I did everything I did.
If you failed, you would have dropped to 0 hit points.
Fuck you. Fuck right.
I have relentless rage. That would have been fine.
So instead, you all take 17 points of psychic damage because you passed.
Damn.
As that scream goes off and you can feel yourself, like, your bones inside shake as if they were going to pop out and become their own skeleton. But none of you drop to 0, and they can only do it once a day, so.
Yay.
Lucky for that.
Oh, my God.
It is now Mel's turn, and Mel is going to cast a spell called Otto's Irresistible Dance.
Counterspell. I'll let you do it. Too.
Who's it targeting? We know. We just know it's
all of you. It's huge. Everyone. Yeah, it's a
written. Yeah, everybody. Yeah.
Yeah, counter spell.
So, what spell level is that there, Evan?
They're casting it at an 8th level.
Woo! Roll for it.
What is that? 18.
You need to roll an 18.
Okay.
Adding your intelligence plus your proficiency. Yes, because I don't know what those stats are. Otherwise, I would tell you.
9. So I need to roll an 11.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
That's not bad.
15 plus 9.
24.
Fuck off.
Damn, fucking auto-zeros. Oh, that's bad, guys. And the next. Oh, boy. Oh, boy, it's bad, guys.
So they go to cast Otto's Irresistible Dance, and you are able to just shut them the fuck up by casting your counterspell. And immediately you can see this Mel the Maestro just sub up, and their instrument immediately just stops working.
Yeah. I like to think that, like, it's just like I have my staff and it's just kind of like a no, kind of like I'm hitting somebody over the head and it just shoots out.
And then it's Hansen's turn.
Hansen's probably the dangerous one.
Since Mel couldn't do it, now Hansen's going to try the same thing.
Hey, you got that other counterspell?
Counter this time.
I do, but you have much. Hey, Shelly, you have way more spells than third levels than I do.
Yeah, I'll do it. I'll do it at 5th. Well, no, let's do it.
Like, you're gonna have to.
I don't want to use it.
End up needing to roll it anyway, so you may as well do it at 3rd, because it doesn't make any difference.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. Okay. Okay, let's see.
All you gotta do is roll an 11. All you gotta do is roll an 11.
18.
Hey. There you go.
Good.
Fuck off, Evan.
You got three bitches with counterspell.
I couldn't. I'm already dancing.
It's okay.
Yeah. This is like one of the few times I could get you guys because this is like
we're all dancing anyway, except for
Yeah.
That's true. Everyone's already dancing except for Haven.
Well, the only person I was really worried about would then be Haven because you have advantage against getting charmed.
Correct.
Everyone else would have been pretty fucked up.
I'm not scared.
So, Shelly, you cast your counterspell just as Hansen is about to go off, and you watch as your counterspell makes his mouth completely sew the fuck up.
Ooh.
So it's kind of like that scene from The Matrix with Neo with the mouth just kind of...
Right.
Yeah.
Just...
Yeah. Well, now we're down to the lair actions now.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Sexy. Let's go.
I need everybody to make me a wisdom saving throw.
Okay. 22.
Is this a spell or a magical effect?
I guess a magical effect. It's a
lair action.
So
it's not a spell.
Is 16. It a magical effect?
Are you asking if you have advantage on this?
Yeah.
Because isn't that dex and not wisdom?
No, I have, because I'm fey, I have advantage against spells and other magical effects.
Yeah, that would work.
It's a natural 20 for 27.
Woohoo!
11.
Cool, I'm glad I had advantage because I rolled a 2 and then a 3.
Okay. Rip to both of you.
So, Shelly, Brash, and Giddy, you all are blinded disorienting lights.
Damn it.
Throw you off. So, with blinded, that means you automatically fail any ability check that requires sight, and attack rolls against you have advantage, and your attack rolls have disadvantage.
Fucking bogus.
So the stage lights up and spectral pyrotechnics go off, not actual fire, and you all three get blinded. Haven, you were able to protect yourself using the wall of undead to shield you from this bright light, and
Peta also is good.
Peta is also good. Peta, with your eyesight that you have, you're used to this before about so many bright flashes, so this did not affect you. And now for the undead, you are going to see the undead start clacking the sun rods together, creating an illusory effect around, giving everything what's that spell, mirror image. So it seems as if there's more zombies around now. And there's also more undead bards up there.
Hmm.
And I need everybody who is not blinded to go ahead and give me another...
Wisdom
save.
17.
24.
Mm-hmm. Both pass. You need a 13 for this one. So you are not blinded by this particular one. However, several zombies that had been felled begin to rise again as skeletons.
Okay.
And then... just gonna make one roll attack for each one of you. So for Haven, it's a 17.
Miss.
For the Peta, it's a 10.
Nope.
For Giddy, it's a 16.
Hit.
Shelly, it is a 12.
Nope.
And Brash, it is a 7.
You have advantage on that.
Oh, that's right.
You have advantage on Giddy and Shelly and...
Oh.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Brash.
I assumed you told me your advantage number, so yeah. It doesn't hit no matter what you say.
15.
It's in the log.
15 for Brash, and then Shelly, it's again 7, so.
That's hit for me.
That's too bad the way these things go.
10 slashing damage to both Giddy and Brash, and
half because I'm
10
raging.
More necrotic damage.
Not half because you're raging.
Yeah.
And now, Shelly, it's your turn.
Can these bitches be charmed?
Yes. Probably.
One way to find out.
Evan.
Yeah, I'm waiting to find out. When you say bitches, which bitches are you meaning?
Yeah, which bitches?
The in charge ones.
The what?
Which
ones in charge? The three, the Carmel Hansen.
Yeah.
Okay. I would like to cast Mass Suggestion.
Ooh.
And that's a wisdom saving throw.
Do you need to be able to see?
Yeah, you can't see.
It doesn't look like it.
Let me load up the spell I also have.
It doesn't say anything.
12 creatures of your choice that you can see within range and they can hear and understand.
Ah, fuck.
Other than that,
but they can still hear and understand me.
It only has to be one of them.
Okay, well, hang on a second while I figure out what else.
Okay. Try erupting Earth again.
Yeah, just blow this place up.
Don't you have to see the ground?
Do I know their names?
You do.
You do.
I know their names. Oh, because
they said it to you guys. Okay. Kara, Mel, and Hansen.
All right.
Okay, so let me just... I'm blinded. It's okay if I can't see it. I'm going to cast Ralithim's Psychic Lance.
Ooh!
At fifth level.
Damn.
Oh, boy.
And let's do it on Mel.
Okay.
Yeah.
All I have to do is say their name.
That's the one Brash
did already,
right?
And it'll shoot at them. So it's intelligence save.
Yeah.
Intelligence save on a bard.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. We love doing intelligence
dumb
saves on
bitches.
Fucking undead.
13.
Ooh. Does not save. Okay. So give me a second. That's a lot of dice. So 8 plus 17, 18. And then I'm going to do... I'm going to reroll two of these dice with some spell things, sorcery points.
Yep. 18
plus 4, 22 psychic damage.
Ooh.
Hell yeah.
So this, and this shit just shoots out of my head.
Pew!
So out of your head just fires out this the psychic lance of violet, purple, ethereal energy and slams directly into Mel, causing their head to rattle around, and you can see their eyes roll around until eventually have to catch their head. And
my God.
They are incapacitated until my next turn.
Oh, let's go!
Also, at the end of your turn, for blinded and deafened, you make a con save to see if you can snap out of it.
Are we deafened too?
Just blinded.
Just blinded and deafened.
For both
like
of those things.
Spell. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm not gonna move because.
Yeah, but roll for
I
it.
Can't see. Yeah. 13.
Nope.
Wait. I don't think I can do anything about it. I just wanted to see.
Can I get the wild magic?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Natural 20.
Okay. So nothing happens.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, that's it.
Well, now, Peta, it's your turn.
Gosh, I don't like doing this. And I just clap my hands together, and around the three of them, I'm going to cast a fourth level Shatter.
But,
all right.
Blow that stage up.
That's what I'm trying to do. So they need to make a Constitution save.
Okay, Constitution saves. 6.
Nope.
13.
Nope.
7.
Nope. So at...
Kill them.
Fourth level, it's 5d8.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah, dude. That's 27 points of thunder damage.
Ooh. Loud enough in here? Jeez. Oh no, they've got AirPods in.
27?
Yeah, 27. And yeah, that's it. I'm just kind of trying to make myself like a little small.
Mm-hmm.
So that maybe things will just swing over me.
Well, you cast your shatter. It explodes the stage, destroying the pyrotechnics, which means I can't do the blinding thing again.
Yay!
Well, you didn't have to see for that, did you?
Nope. Also, I wasn't blinded.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You weren't blinded. But I also do need you to do wild magic.
All right.
Wild magic.
8.
Just barely. Oof. Close. Well... That's been the first round. Now we're on to round two. Brash?
Okay, first thing, I'm going to give myself Bear's Endurance. Which gives me advantage on constitution checks and 2d6 temporary hit points. So I got 8 temporary hit points.
All right, all right.
And then I am going to do my con roll, see if I can see again. Is that a save or is that a check?
Save.
Save, okay. 16.
Yep, that meets it.
I can see.
I can fight.
Your eyes are able to open up again, and you can now see. It's a little blurry, but you can see now the chaos now of the stage. It's been destroyed from what you heard.
Oh my God, what did I miss?
Nothing important.
Did they drop the bass?
Shut the fuck up.
Giddy.
I'm going to drop the sun rods and grab Marceline. I know I'm blinded, but I know where it is on my body. And I'm going to attack recklessly, just swinging madly. So it'll be a normal roll rather than a disadvantage.
Okay.
And they already have advantage against me, so who cares? So the first one is 28 to hit.
Okay.
And the second one is 31 to hit.
Yes.
All right. I thought so. Tried to throw it the wrong way. 14 bludgeoning damage, and then 15 bludgeoning damage.
All right. Yes, you're able to slay several more zombies, thus dropping the attack roll advantage they have on you. Well, not full advantage, but the bonus that they have for hitting you all for their mass as they crumble to the ground. And then you want to roll your con?
I sure do. 18.
Yes, that goes past it. So
I can see.
And you also can now see the chaos that is going on.
And I surveyed the damage. It's
pretty impressive. But next up is Haven.
Great. How far am I from the stage now?
You're 10 feet away.
Great. I keep shoving through.
All right, strength.
Yeah. Just regular strength or athletics?
Strength.
16?
Yes.
Yeah. So I shove through. The guys are hitting at me. I don't give a shit. Yeah. And how are our three bards looking?
Well, one's incapacitated. Mel's eyes are still rolling around its head.
Right. Enough said.
Stop it.
That's it. I'm swinging for the fences on this. It's not even good sword technique. It's just like hitting this thing with a fucking crowbar that happens to be a long sword. Okay, so that's gonna be 26 to hit, and then a 15. Oh, I have advantage. Never mind. So that's 26 to hit on the first one, and that's oh my god, dog shit, 16 to hit.
I believe 16 does hit for Mel. For Mel.
Yeah.
Yes, 16 Great. Does hit.
All right. And like, does Mel look particularly fucked up? Mel's taking a lot of hits. Like, is Mel falling apart?
Mel's taking quite a bit of damage, but how much damage did you just do?
I haven't done anything yet.
It's not bloodied yet.
All right. All right. So yeah, then I'll bonus action use my set up my. No, I have already. No, have we? Is this our second fight today?
We fought the ooze this morning.
But I didn't use.
You also did say that you have like spirits floating around you.
Yes, I do. I'm wondering if I've used my shield today, but I don't think I have. I used it for the chicken, but not for the plasm. So sorry, all of my days are getting confused. I'm gonna use a D10 is my point. I'm activating my shield so I can use a D10 for this attack. I don't have that many spell slots left because even though I'm not exhausted, I still did not sleep last night. So I am going to put two second level divine smites into this. I'll start with one. I'll start with one. Let's not get greedy about it. All right, let's see what I'm doing first. So that is going to be, sorry, I just have so many damn. So that's going to be 2D, another D, so 4D8, 5D8, and a D10. Great. That's too many. If I'm gonna be honest with you, that's too many. Let's just start with the 10 because I can count that one. Cool. 1 plus 6. So we're gonna start out with 7 slashing damage, and we're gonna add on to that 14, 21, 28 radiant damage.
Was that 4 sevens?
No, it was 5. It was 5 eights. 5 whatever the. So no, it was close, but no.
All right, 28. You say?
28 plus 11. So 28 radiant and then 11 slashing. How are they doing after that one?
Well, now they're bloodied.
Okay, great. Well, let's put another second level into this fucker then. Okay, so we'll start again with the 10. Fuck me again. So that's going to be 7 slashing damage. Okay, so that's 9, 6, 15 plus 7, 23 radiant damage plus 7 slashing damage, 30 total.
So 30 altogether?
30, oh, sorry, and then these are undead, right?
Yeah.
Let me add another 2d8 onto that. Both 8s.
Oh my gosh.
So that's another 16 radiant damage.
Your first smite slashes through. Radiant explosion goes off as Mel is still trying to get their bearing on things from the incapacitation of the lance. As your second one slices through them again, and the chest of their body explodes out and drop to the ground with 0 hit points. And I need a con save from you.
Fine. 18.
No, that beats it. Because when they die, blight goes off.
Oh my god! Blight? Fuck! Don't recommend doing that, by the way. That's a bad idea. My god. Great. Yeah. My spirits. Remember that they're swirling. They're dancing. Yeah. Mel explodes and the spirits are dancing.
And as soon as Mel explodes, those that are on the dance floor, you can hear the sound of whirring like constructs. And the floor starts to shake a bit. And then from the floor, you can see slowly rising up are 8 red barrels.
Guys?
I'm unsafe at the 8th.
For the next minute, the magical properties of all magic items are suppressed within 60 feet of you.
What about the... Oh, I guess they're just big actual bombs.
They're just bombs.
They're just bombs.
But that is fucking insane. I'll take half whatever the fuck you're doing to me, because that's fucking crazy.
You don't know that wild magic would save you.
Sometimes it hurts you a lot.
Well, hold on, you're good, Shelly. Wait, Shelly, you're good.
Don't use that. We might need that later.
Do you want an inspiration? Do you want one of my inspirations?
No! Shut up, Skylar.
Yeah, you can have an inspiration.
No.
Yeah, you can have one of my 3 inspirations. Go ahead.